League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Any validity to a team choosing the Cougs simply because of the weather similarities between Nigeria and Houston, and of course a storied NBA career as Akeem? Blankers and J-Bone doubt if B-Mac knows anything more than anime. I don't know why he said that. B-Mac catching some strays.
I know nothing about anime.
I read that Akeem book by
Miriam Fader.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
She kind of wrote how that was overblown a bit. How there was kind of like a handler over in Africa that was bringing players over and kind of, you know, kind of went to. There was a couple guys at Houston Baptist that were brought over by that guy.
That's true.
And I think Guy V was like, yeah, let's take a look at him. And then, you know, they take a look at him and like, yeah, let's give him a scholarship.
I know some of the guys you're talking about at HBU. But I it depends on who you talk to. Mm-hmm. Because there were a couple people that said that he got off the plane at the airport and it was extremely cold wherever else he was supposed to go. And he asked one of the baggage handlers and some people in the airport, like, where is the weather warmer all the time? And they said Houston, and it happened to be on his list. There's different stories as to how it all played out. But I think that Guy V was pretty instrumental in seeing that the guy had talent and there were connections.
Yeah, there were connections there. Ocho, my dad, a coach, asked me why not press the Cougs to start the game instead of late. Also looked like Tennessee didn't read the scouting report at all. They didn't blitz the ball handlers on pick and rolls. They played behind Jawan instead of forcing him to his right. They didn't cover the three-point line at all. Totally surprised me coming from Tennessee.
She didn't put any thought into it.
I thought Houston handled the pressure pretty good against Tennessee.
They turned it over three times
in the second half against their pressure for 20 minutes against a good defense.
I think that tells you that it was a blessing that Gonzaga did what they did to kind of set him up to get ready for this. The same way that Kelvin says, we're not going to run a play we haven't run or practiced before, and runs the play the day before in practice so that they can execute it with 2 point whatever left on the clock. The Gonzaga game helped them immensely in prepare for pressure. I think as it relates to the Tennessee game, I think Tennessee thought that we're going to make Houston play our brand of basketball. And instead, Houston turned the tables and then forced them to kind of try to speed it up even more. And they panicked. They got into tough situations because they were playing too fast and they took wild shots.
They had to do that in the second half. Like, that was their Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah, they were way down.
They were doing the first half, too, though.
I'm talking about the first half, the way they got off to the good start.
Yeah, they were taking so many quick shots. And then they actually started to get some open looks, Tennessee did, and they were just missing them. I mean, the Cougars were obviously affecting them every trip down the court. But Tennessee also just made a lot of poor decisions.
Lanier was a lot
which is how you get 15 points in a half.
Lanier was a lot like Sears was, ended up turning out for Alabama in that they're missing shots, but they're the best player, so they're going to keep taking the shots, and they just kept missing to the point where you were like, is he going to sit him down and pull a Patino a little bit just to see if it helps their continuity on offense?
Yeah, I always love it whenever the other team's offense was so bad against the number one defense in the country. Maybe the defense had a little to do with it. Just saying.
I mean, if you watch the Purdue game, just watch the defense from the Purdue game to the Tennessee game, and not a whole lot changed in terms of from a perimeter perspective. The minute the ball crosses half court, they identify where the best player is, and then whether it's a dribble handoff or a high screen roll, both guys push the defense on both sides of the pick. They push the ball handler towards midcourt, and then they're so versatile in being able to recover and athletic to get to spots. It's hard to beat that team.
It's hard to get a good dribble drive against Houston. Like every time someone tries to penetrate, it's just completely cut
off.
Your
bigs are guarding the point guard on the other team on the perimeter and staying in front of them. That's so rare in any version of basketball.
You hear a lot of coaches, too, either before or after they played Houston, where they say, you know, we have to take our first decent look, because if you don't take your first decent look, you might not get a better look on that possession. So, like, a lot of times, well, they rushed their shot. They could have gotten better ones. Okay. Well, there's a reason Houston's number one in defense in the entire
country. That's why I kept harping before the tournament started. Their defense travels. I don't care what size gym, what kind of crowd. There's a reason why they went undefeated on the road. Their defense goes wherever they go, and they're a problem.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Mark, you're in the Hive. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I wanted to comment about the Duke-Houston game. One of the things that that I see that's different this year with Cougs is Samson's using an eight-man rotation. And before, like last year, he went down to like more of a six-man rotation during this time. Shed went out last year in Duke, and they still only lost by about 4 or 5 points. There's, you know, those kind of things. I mean, they're going in healthy. Yeah. And Duke's got a lot of young players. I don't think they're as experienced as Houston's players are, like Roberts. Also, Houston also has a lot of great three-point shooters. If you look at their last game with Duke in Arizona, it was only a seven-point game. And earlier this year, Duke had problems with Kansas. They only won by three.
No, Kansas beat Duke.
Team is beatable.
Kansas beat Duke. That was one of their losses. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. Yeah, they lost to Kansas. Kansas beat them Thanksgiving week. Their last loss was to Clemson. They lost at Clemson. Arizona they beat in the Sweet 16 game. They won by 7 there. Duke's much better than they were last year, like without a doubt. Yeah. Like way better than they were last year. There's no question about that. And to Mark's point, yeah, Houston is healthier. He's right. Like last year's Duke game where Duke won by 3, Jamal Shedd went down. After playing just 13 minutes, Houston was up by 6 points whenever Jamal Shedd went out after playing just 13 minutes. Now, also remember that Terrence Arsenault tore his Achilles last year and JoJo Tugler broke his foot. So, like, that was the depth. Like, Houston didn't want to have a seven-man rotation. And they still had eight guys even before the Shedd injury. But they lost a couple of critical players on last year's team even before the Jamal Shedd injury. But Mark, to Mark's point, yeah, this year's version of the Cougars are healthier as of now.
That's the biggest thing, right? I think that you can say Duke got better because they had an unbelievable recruiting class come in of freshmen that are all going to be number one picks in the NBA draft. From a Cougars perspective, we talked about it. It's kind of like a different way of getting better. Tugler's better offensively. Yes, they're deeper because they've got three bigs that are all healthy. But the biggest thing that we've seen in the last several years of Houston basketball, that which derails them, is injuries. And thank goodness they're going into the Final Four and they're healthy. And when they're healthy, they can play with anybody because of the defense, because of the three-point shooting, because of the versatility and who can lead them on any given night and step up. So I think, you know, thankfully, the biggest thing more than anything else that I could say, if you could tell me how this was going to play out, is if the Cougs stay healthy all tournament, I'll take my chances.
Tyler and Conroe, can't wait for college basketball to be over. Such a subpar product. Jeez. Insane to me that anyone watches it. When you look at the most viewed basketball games every calendar year, they're usually tournament games. Tournament games outdraw, like, NBA playoff games, NBA final games.
Also, you don't think this year, with it being chalk and four number ones, that people aren't going to be glued to their screens because the matchups are going to be great?
Yeah. Also, Tyler and Conroe, don't text in the rest of the show. You've lost texting privileges for the rest of the day. You've been grounded, Tyler and Conroe. Do not text for the remainder of the show. You've lost privileges. We'll love to hear from you tomorrow. Duke with Hurley, Hill, Leitner was a better team. Yeah.
Hill was Grant Hill was a freshman on that first title team.
He was good.
A stud.
He was really good. Like,
what do you mean he was just a freshman?
And you talk about health. This is before all the surgeries and everything that derailed Grant Hill. He was unbelievable.
I'm just saying, like, with those first two teams, he was a freshman. Like, he had an amazing
first two teams.
He was amazing as a, I guess it was a junior or senior on a team that went to the Final Four and didn't win the title. But the team with Leitner, he obviously wasn't like.
Leitner was a lottery pick. Hurley was the best point guard in the country.
Yeah, I mean,
that was one of the best college teams, and that's the team that beat UNLV, so those two teams both are way up there.
Yeah, Wally Szczerbiak is a lunatic for saying this is the greatest college basketball team ever. Now, new era, like one-and-done NIL era, I'll listen to that, but all time, that's a bit much.
He's also the guy that crushed Tyrese Halliburton and said he couldn't play.
Really?
And he wasn't worthy of an all-star.
He said that Duke was going to win by double digits, too. He doesn't think much of Houston. The Baylor team from 21 was really good. That was a good team. How good is Duke according to Altuve? According to Altuve, Duke is not only the greatest college basketball team of all time, but they are the greatest basketball team that has ever been assembled. College, pro, Globetrotters, where all-star teams.
They've got this 13 team superstars.
Better. Altuve, we learned while you were gone, Jose Altuve is a major exaggerator, by the way.
Which is what led to the whole Lance thing.
Yeah, it is. He does talk. He does talk a lot. Fab Five was better. Yes, they were, but not this era. Fab Five was awesome.
Oh, they were
I
awesome.
Love that team.
No
the baggy
doubt.
Shorts. Jawan Black Howard socks. Doing the cabbage patch after they won. Was it? I don't know if it was to go to the Final Four or if it was when they won it. I think it was when they won it is when he was doing the cabbage patch.
When they
patch.
Won it.
When they won it all.
Oh, no, they didn't win it all.
It must have been when they went to the Final Four, though.
Okay.
It must have been when they went to the Final Four.
The timeout. Yeah, yeah, the timeout. Against Carolina.
So it must have been when they went to the Final Four. Or maybe the championship game. I don't remember the game that he was doing the cabbage patch.
Jalen Rose
they won
was
a game.
Getting into it with everyone on Duke and
love that team so much.
Those were some good battles. I was a big fan of the Fab Five.
Yeah, they were awesome. 713-780 ESPN. While I think you're a pompous windbag as a radio host, you're absolutely spectacular as a play-by-play commentator. No cap.
I said that.
Give me. You said I'm Which a part? Pompous windbag.
I've said that. I've complimented how good you are as a play-by-play. Guy.
Come on, not texture. Give me. I'm not a pompous windbag. I just like good content. That's it. Ocho, I think, okay, whatever. How does the Purdue point guard translate to the NBA? He's going to be going to the draft, right? Braden Smith, he's a junior. I think he'll be back. He's not a pro guy.
No,
he's small.
He doesn't have an NBA body.
I was watching it during the game, and, like, look, this is the kind of stuff that in the NBA you're supposed to find a way to overcome on your own. Like, when you're getting doubled and you're getting pushed towards – you're off the ball. Action has to be better. You have to create for yourself. I don't think he can do that on the next level.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
He sees the floor extremely
Unbelievable
well.
Unbelievable how well he sees the floor. And he's a good shooter. Houston kind of took away his scoring a bit, forced him into a passer, kind of relegated. But he was really good as a passer. I don't see him as a pro.
Like, I don't either.
Not in the NBA. He could play overseas.
Sure, that's what I meant by
yeah.
pro.
Ed Jimmer for that.
Like, Steve Nash wasn't that big either, though. Like, would it I don't see him as an
Nash
NBA
had better
player.
Handle, though.
I was going to say, Nash.
Smith's got a pretty good handle. He's got pretty good handle.
Nash's ball
Nash
handling was really, really good.
At Santa Clara?
It doesn't matter. Like, you could tell.
How did he get it? Was he a second-round pick? Like, how? Where
By the Mavs? I don't
he
know.
He was.
Like, how did he get discovered? Like, I mean, that's crazy that
from
that
Santa
guy.
Clara.
Did he and Dirk
from
come in
Santa
the same
Clara.
Year?
I don't know.
He is. Man, I didn't realize Nash was 6'3". Like, Smith's not even 6'3".
Yeah, Nash's ball handling skills.
Nash was a 15th overall pick of the draft.
Uh-huh.
He was the 15th overall pick of the draft out of Santa Clara?
But did he go right to the Mavs?
He was selected
the
by the Suns.
The first team I remember him
yeah,
from.
He played,
but...
I thought he was drafted yeah, by
was
the
he
Suns
drafted
and
by
then
the
went
Suns?
To the
okay.
Mavs.
Was he a draft day trade? No, he played 2 years with the Suns.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember the Sun years.
I remember the Sun years with D'Antoni.
I mean, yeah, the back end, but I'm saying the front end.
He was my favorite player whenever he was playing really well. My favorite non-Rocket, like when he was winning the MVPs, I
That's
loved him. Loved Steve Nash.
It's crazy how he got off to a slow start, Chauncey Billups got off to a slow start, and they both end up being Hall of Famers.
Fice Lama Jamma. We have to go this era of college basketball. Wally Zerbiak's a lunatic for saying this is the greatest team college basketball team ever. But new generation, maybe. 713-780-ESPN. The people still want to talk Cougs in the Final Four. So we'll do it. Well, we do what you want us to do. 713-780-3776. Don't text anymore, Tyler and Conroe. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, a word for Allstate Siding and Windows. You're about to probably get a tax refund. You're about to get ready for the dog days of summer, and you want to prepare by lowering your energy bills, upgrading the overall appearance of your house, and doing something that makes a difference in the lives of your family members. That's Allstate Siding and Windows. I made the change about a year and a half ago. We got new windows when we moved to a new house, and Allstate Siding and Windows were the only company I considered calling because they give you a free estimate. They come to you and tell you exactly what they can do, what products are best suited for the year your house was built, for the curb appeal factor. But the fact is everything that they say they're going to do, the windows, the doors, the siding, they're going to do because we are living proof. Our energy bills, we're saving about 30-32% on our energy bills month to month. The fact is they're going to keep the cool in the summer, the heat in the winter, and they are perfectly suited to withstand anything that hurricane season in Houston brings your way. And like I said, the best part of it is they're they're true Houstonians. They've been in business for over 50 years, and they're dedicated to Houstonians and taking care of you. Right now, they're doing 30% off of windows, $2,500 off a complete siding job. But if you mention us at ESPN, they're going to give you an added bonus because they love our listeners. Free estimates are available just by calling 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Mary is the family member that handles everything at the headquarters. Her brother goes out and does the estimates, and he's the expert on telling you exactly what products are best suited for your house. He came and did our house. He got us the best windows. We couldn't be happier. You could be next in line. Check him out today. Go to AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Talking Cougs, talking Final Four. He's Blank on Branham. Texture out, Altuve said Ryan Leaf would be in the Hall of Fame. If he was on his team, he probably would.
Where did this step from?
Altuve said that Cam Smith was going to be a star. I quote tweeted and said that he said the same thing about Jeremy Pena. And then that's what it, you know, Granato told Lance that, and Lance thought, I said Cam Smith's going to be a bum. But then Altuve on opening day, whenever he played left field, said that the ovation he got from the fans in the Crawford boxes was one of the greatest moments of his life. And then we did a deal where, like, what are the real greatest moments of Altuve's life, and where does this really rank? And we came up with, like, 50 other things.
At least.
So he exaggerates a little. That's it. Like, it's not a bad thing. We're just having, you know, some levity with the situation. Like, it's okay that he's the second baseman left fielder that cries wolf. It's fine. Like, we love him. We still love Altuve. He's still the greatest Astro ever. He's still one of the greatest offensive second basemen ever. Yes, he's being a leader. Yes, he's defending his guys and being supportive of his guys. All that's great. Yeah, we have no problem with this. We're just pointing out that he likes to exaggerate a little bit. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But he exaggerates a little. It's funny. It's just a ha-ha thing.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's a ha-ha thing, not being critical of the guy.
And he really, really loves Justin Verlander. And Verlander loves him.
Yeah.
And every teammate.
Is Brian the one picking all the grunge music? Why are you so soft? Why are you so grungy today, Brian?
I played two songs.
You think grunge music hits our demo?
He was also looking for love, but that's because
that was me.
Yeah, you requested
that. I
played two grunge songs out of six so far.
Are you subconsciously telling us something?
No, it's just like I try to mix it up. I don't play them every day.
Brian, we're listening.
Looking for
okay, take notes.
We're here for you if you need anything.
All right, thank you.
If you want to take
if
it off?
If I start wearing flannel, then you can ask me questions.
Is it flannel that has the issue?
No, but it might be a sign that I'm in a grunge phase that you would need to ask me questions to be supportive of.
What kind of music does our demo want to hear? 713-780-3776. I want to play viral songs off TikTok all day.
Tell me what you want to hear.
One right now? The one where they're Anxiety, that song right now, that song's hot.
You want to play it coming back?
No. We played it the other day. We played that one the other day. You see that on TikTok where, like, they do the dance and then they're like, and they have somebody behind them that sneaks up on them?
You know I don't watch
that. Anxiety! So that song, it's like ingrained
in
my
brain.
Taylor said
that there's a Disney duo, two girls in a show, but now that song from TikTok has taken off to be like a top song. She was telling me this morning. I have no idea who it is.
Somebody said
Allie and somebody or something. I don't know.
Somebody said reggae. They want to listen to reggae. Rather have Uzan or Shed. Come on, man. That's like asking me to pick my favorite kid. I'm not doing that. I love them both. Love them equally. It's a tie.
Yeah, look, the biggest thing for me is I want to get back at Duke for last year because I've said it over and over again. If Shed doesn't get hurt, they beat Duke. They got a great chance to win it.
They're in the Final Four.
Yeah, I believe that this is the year because they're healthy that they've got a great chance to not only get back at Duke but establish themselves yet again, and I think they can get there. So I hope they handle Duke.
They would you'll never convince me they would not have been a Final Four team, because remember,
totally
Duke lost to NC State in the Elite Eight. I don't think Houston loses that NC State team. I think Houston beats that NC State team without Jamal Shedd. I think if they were able to get by Duke even without Shedd, I think they get to the Final Four last year.
Yep,
with a healthy Shed, I have zero doubt. You'll never convince me otherwise. I'll take that to the grave. Texter says, Tyler and Conroe, that's such a trash take. This year's college basketball is much better than the NBA. Different strokes for different folks. I prefer college basketball.
I thought he was banned.
That wasn't Tyler Conroe. That was somebody responding, telling Tyler Conroe that his take was trashy.
Got it. Good.
What kind of role do you see Beaumont native Terrence Arsenault having versus Duke? Beaumont United, what's up? It kind of depends on foul trouble a bit, but I could see that him having heavy usage with his length, the ability to play the four, really, like you mentioned, really great first half against Tennessee. Hadn't had great games recently, but was fantastic in the first half last night. I could see him having a pretty significant role, kind of depending on game flow and foul trouble.
Well, if they leave him alone, if he can knock down the wide open threes like he did last game, then they got to respect that, and that makes it easier for other guys to score. So that could be key
defensively too with his length.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to D Duke up. Hope so. Really glad U of H is an underdog to Duke. Bulletin board material and more motivation for the disrespect. Okay, I can hear you on that. I can see that. His teams are usually pretty motivated, though. Andres in League City, watching the Cougs play makes me enjoy watching basketball again. Unselfish team. The ball movement is beautiful to see. There you go, Andres. You know ball. Is Masterpiece Kid an end-of-the-bench player? I wouldn't say end-of-the-bench, but just barely kind of missing the rotation now that it's been kind of cracked down a bit. Mm-hmm. Late in the year, Big 12 basketball postseason.
Ironically, I just asked you about
that. High potential, though. He's really good, really high potential.
He's a hell of a high school player playing against Bronny's Kid and everybody in California.
He went to Notre Dame and Sherman Oaks. Mm-hmm. Mercy. Mercy's going to be a good player. He's going to be a really good player. Why do these teams have to play in an NFL stadium? So they usually don't do the regionals in an NFL stadium. Usually that's reserved to the Final Four, and they do that because more tickets, more seats, more money. The reason that they did it in Indy is that's next year's Final Four site. Is it next year or the year after? One of the two. But this was a test run for their future Final Four that's about to come up. That's why they held it there.
Kind of iron out wrinkles and stuff, too.
Yeah, kind of.
Get the big dance.
Yeah. Key from L.A., I'm pulling for the Cougs. Thank you, Key. To me, the only ones that will beat the Cougs are the Cougars and the refs. Houston wants a loose whistle against Duke. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it and I think it was early on they established it, which was good in the Gonzaga game, where if they're allowed to give you a couple of bumps here and there while they're kind of D'ing up on you and getting up on you, then huge advantage for the Cougs. If it's a tight whistle, that could be unfortunate because then you could get foul trouble real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, Duke's going to want a tight whistle. Houston's going to want a loose whistle. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the Astros kind of weekend. They didn't play Sunday. Like, it was so weird that they didn't play on Sunday. They played a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. But whatever. Astros good, bad, and ugly from their first series of the year. They took 2-3 from the Mets. Made the playoffs last year. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, I found a new paradise for you. If you work and live in around the Houston area, especially if you're renting or leasing and you're looking for an option so that you're not stuck in the city life all the time and you want to escape and kind of relax and get out in more of a country atmosphere where you can get a lot of bang for your buck, get a great investment, get a 3-car garage and a nice sized house in a community that's really quiet away from the hustle and bustle of Houston. That's why I'm telling you right now, you've got to check out River Ranch Dayton. They are basically about 30 to 45 minutes outside of the Houston DMA, but at the same time, it's the perfect distance because if you need to get into the city, it takes nothing at all to get to Toyota Center or to Daikin Park or NRG or wherever you need to go, the Galleria. But when you want to relax and get away from all of that and just be able to take a deep breath and enjoy the country lifestyle, it's perfect for you. They have 16 new model homes, pricing from the high 200s to the 500s, and featuring all the top builders. River Ranch Dayton features the phenomenal Angel Lagoon. It is literally a big lagoon for all of the residents to use, offering the beach life for the entire family. And the community has a fitness center, a dog parks, pickleball courts, and a daycare center. It's perfect. We're going to be broadcasting for you on Friday from there, but you need to check out RiverRanchDayton.com or call my friend Michael Luster. I've known him for almost 30 years. He's a fantastic real estate agent, but he is the guy that holds all the keys, literally, to you getting that country lifestyle while staying close to Houston. All you got to do is call him, 870-754-9164, or again, visit RiverRanchDayton.com.
The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
The Astros have potentially three moves that are very, very bold. It takes huge cojones. Altuve, Trey Tucker, potentially Cam Smith. If the Astros win the division after doing all of those things, they're going to look really good. Dana Brown and his front office is going to look very good.
to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
This is Cam Smith's jam here. He likes himself some Bob Marley. He listens to Bob Marley and he meditates for games before games, like I meditate before shows. Maybe we shouldn't have allowed... same exact thing, I'm sure. I'm 100%. Maybe we shouldn't have asked our texters to... Not anything against Bob Marley.
I mean, you opened Pandora's box.
I did. This is like when the Texans asked Deshaun Watson who they should hire as their head coach.
Or when, like... Different.
Shouldn't have done that.
Remember that story a few years ago where people won the name of Boat and so they put up an online poll with a write-in option and the boat got named Boatie McBoatface? That's kind of what you did.
I don't remember that. I do remember some of these expansion teams that I'll ask.
Yeah, you never ask because it's going to get named Boatie McBoatface.
Right. Don't ask your pervert quarterback who you should be the head coach. Don't ask the first graders who they want as their teacher.
Right.
Don't ask the listeners, even though we had the most intelligent listeners, at least the ones that listen on terrestrial radio, the Hivers, not the Twitchers. We know how I feel about the Twitchers.
Who's a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
That's the Twitchers. The Hivers that listen to us, you know, old school. You guys are all very, very intelligent and very, very smart. Mighty Zep, said somebody. Death metal, play my band, Stabbing.
Well, this is not going to turn into get your bands on the air. Come
that
on
ain't
now.
Happening.
Divorced dad rock like Nickelback.
Is Creed in there too then?
I know.
Yeah, Creed would fit into divorced dad rock.
Creed's kind of with Nickelback, right?
Yeah. It's a Rangers thing.
But it's also synonymous with like bands that are loved or hated.
Creed's having a little bit of a comeback though. I think it went away and wasn't cool. Then it became like ironically cool, and now Creed's like headlining their own crews.
The Rangers thing helped them
headlining their own crews.
Yeah, like all these old bands from the '90s and different acts that went away are now coming back or starting their own cruises.
I wouldn't consider that.
I don't think that's back to mainstream popularity.
Well, almost patronizing.
That's
They're also on tour though.
Still trying to wear the leather pants, and
they're also on tour in big venues though. They are. They're having a comeback, whatever it is. But
want to hear jazz fusion?
No.
TikTok.
No, thank
you. What are we, 16? No, I'm not 16. I'm just an influencer, texter. I'm a social media star. I'm the Jay Brizzler.
Brizzler?
How many booms are we going to... I'm going to give that zero booms.
The Rizzler's not a boom guy. The Rizzler's not in the boom family. He just hangs out with them.
Okay.
You never seen the Rizzler, the little fat kid?
No.
Does it mean that I called an 8-year-old fat?
A little bit.
He's huge.
I know, but
well,
it's
now
still
he's not just fat. Now he's huge.
He looks like the Michelin man.
Oh, my God. Keep going.
He does.
Why not just call him Stay Puffed?
Let's
keep going.
He looks like the Michelin man, except he's like 8 years old.
I'm
the
constantly amazed, and I understand.
No, it's the Rizzler. He's the Rizzler. I'm the Jay Brizzler. He's the Rizzler.
I understand, like, your influencer stuff and why you do it.
I mean,
you,
I
personally,
it.
But
just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
Some of these people I've never heard of are like,
it is crazy.
What the one kid has got like Lambos and a security guard full time. And
you talking about the fat kid? Or are you talking about like Mr. Beast?
No, his name is like Jack something or other like that, and he goes and like lips off the guys much bigger, and then his security guy gets in the way.
He doesn't come up on my stuff.
And then what is this?
I don't like him.
What is Kai Cenat? Is that also a guy that?
Yeah, he's an influencer.
He blew a Nike deal. He had a Nike deal, which is unbelievable.
He blew it?
And he blew it. He made some comment or said something or did something, and Nike said that's not consistent with our values. And he blew an endorsement deal with like a good amount of money to it.
I bet you. Yeah, that's dumb. But I bet you he's still making tons of money.
Probably right.
Who was the one that was in the Rumble? Speed, I am Speed.
He got the one when they got speared by Bron Breakker. Yeah, he got destroyed.
Nasty.
Yeah,
yeah. Sean Mapes just texted me. I guess Arizona Iced Tea has now done business with the Rizzler. They have a new bottle or new can called Arizona instead of Arizona, and it's Rizberry flavor. The tweet says we have consulted with our new CRO, Chief Riz Officer, the Rizzler, to bring the most Riz enhancing drink known to man. Rizberry coming soon.
Will you try it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Us influencers have to support fellow influencers.
Yeah, you'll do it for the gram.
And look, if the Rizzler needs a little bit of love on his Arizona Rizberry flavor, the Jay Brizzler will help him out. I'll help out the wrestlers.
Jeez. Are you struggling right now to get through this without laughing?
Yes.
Okay,
this is so ridiculous. I saw something the other day. It's like 30 years ago, like your ways of making money, like, you know, good income,
yeah.
Like doctor, lawyer, right. Accountant. And like now it's like OnlyFans, TikTok.
Go to Costco and give out booms.
We live in a crazy time, guys. Crazy, crazy time. But yeah, I hopped on the train. You can follow me on TikTok at Jeremy J. Branham, I think it is. Yeah, I think it is Jeremy J. Branham. I forgot it. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, you put a J in the middle.
Because Jeremy Branham was taken. So I had to throw in the stupid J. I hate that I had to throw in the stupid J, but I had to. I had no other choice. Oh, man, we're never getting that 10 minutes back. Colt fan says Duke wins by 6 Saturday. Yeah, but you're a Colt fan. You don't know
right,
anything.
You just, and they like to do everything to antagonize.
That's his hero right there, Colt fan. Like, what do you know? And also, Houston Cougar basketball does more winning in Lucas Oil than the Colts seem to do, right?
Mm.
Twice, Kelvin Sampson, both times he's went to the Final Four at Houston, 3 times now in his career, second time at Houston. He punched his ticket to the Final Four by winning inside of Lucas Oil Stadium. So, Cougars have had some good moments inside of that Colt stadium there, Colt fan. And you've also lost your text privileges for the rest of the day, Colt fan. All right, good, bad, ugly, 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people weighing in on this. Let's start with the good, Blankers. What good do you have from the Astros weekend?
I mean, regardless of what you think of him defensively, but Altuve with 2 multi-hit games, looks like he's still hitting the baseball.
A couple and seeing guy singles, loved it.
Yeah, but still 4-for-7, you know, in a 2-game span. The offense isn't what it used to be, so the fact that he's at the top of the lineup and he's still hitting is a very encouraging good.
Yeah. He struck out a lot.
He still wildly swings at pitches. Yeah, the opening day was bad.
And he grounded the third weekly when they had first and third on Saturday
night.
Not
the one picking, but you're right.
Yeah. He
wasn't
the
only problem that inning, but yeah.
His hits were kind of, they had eyes on him.
Yeah.
His balls had eyes on him. But like, well, let's.
Well, that's a talent.
I mean, that's a common baseball term there, Blankers. You know,
I wasn't expecting you to turn that one.
Have eyes on them. They're seeing guy singles.
Yeah.
Just an old baseball cliche, and I'm a cliche machine.
That would be my job normally.
I mean, Altuve keep getting hits, man. Chase 3000. You know, he's playing second base today. Did you see this Astros lineup?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's playing second base today. The let me pull up the Astros lineup. I don't want to give you.
Wow, I thought we were just done with that.
So I have a theory here.
Okay.
Which is kind of what I wanted Espada to do at the beginning of the year, because Ronel Blanco is pitching today. Mm-hmm. Which, do you remember Ronel Blanco's music?
I don't.
Because we used to play music of the starting pitcher.
We don't play music for him. That was the whole bit.
Oh, that's right.
Because we didn't have music and he was playing well, so we decided not to have any music for him.
Well, let's see how it goes, because he didn't have a great spring, so let's see how it goes.
We'll need to also come up with music for Wesneski.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll do that tomorrow. Altuve, Paredes, Yordan, Walker, Yiner, Pena, Smith, Dubon, Myers. Now, the storyline, as we overreact to Houston Astro lineups 162 times a year, what's wrong with a Spotters lineup, at Jeremy Branham on Twitter. Jose Altuve's playing second, and Mauricio Dubon's playing left. Now, my theory here is, who's the better defender, Dubon, Altuve?
Dubon.
Who's the better left fielder defensively?
Dubon.
Who's the better second baseman defensively?
Dubon.
Okay, so Dubon's your better defender at either position. Ronel Blanco, is he a ground ball guy or is he a fly ball guy?
He's a fly ball.
Fly ball, yeah.
Fly ball guy. So because of the makeup of Ronel Blanco, it's more important to have your better defender in left than it's second. So this is the Astros hiding Jose Altuve. Where did they play Altuve behind the ground ball guys? They hit him out in left field. Where are they playing Altuve behind the fly ball guy? They're playing him at second base. The Astros are hiding Jose Altuve. And I saw a lot of people at the lineup. Well, why isn't Zach DiZinzo in left field? Well, look, I like DiZinzo. I want him to get at bats. I want him to get opportunity. He is not going to be a great defender in the corner outfields, like playable and you know, can get it done, but he's not going to be as good as Dubon. And because they have a fly ball pitcher on the mound, the Astros are obviously valuing defense in the outfield. So that's why no DiZinzo. That's why Altuve's not playing second base. This isn't, oh my goodness, the experiment is over. No. It is they are continuing to hide Jose Altuve defensively.
No, I agree with you. Now, the only thing that I'm cringing about is the fact that really, he's played all of his reps in the outfield. So now you're going to move him to second base, and now as much as you're trying to hide him, God forbid they need to turn a double play or there's a key ground ball tonight, and he's rusty, or it just does, you know, it's just not in, and people are going to focus on that the entire time.
Yeah, they will. They will.
And but that's worrisome to me because he really has
second base during spring.
He took a few ground balls.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not going to like manage my team though and like fill out my lineup based on fear. Like I'm going to play the percentages.
I would just say that with everybody's comments, it was like almost like a given that he was going to play the majority, if not all of his time, was going to be in left field. Now he's going to be at second base. I do worry about the fact that he hasn't had a whole hell of a lot of reps.
Yeah. I did see it tweeted over the weekend that he was getting that he was taking grounders and stuff at second. But he's also played second base a million times in his life.
I was about to say, I think at some point, you know, muscle memory takes over. I mean, he came up in 11. He's played it for his entire career until this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's
muscle memory takes over.
I mean, you're right. Like, yes, there's probably going to be a little bit of rust there, but that's why he's playing second behind a fly ball pitcher. Like, they wouldn't do this with Fromber or Hunter Brown on the mound. Right. They're hiding him. Texture, that's actually the greatest theory you've ever had. Come on, man. That's the greatest ever? You're talking like Altuve now. You're exaggerating like Altuve. Why has this not been discussed more? Once you say it, it makes total sense. I think it has been discussed. We talked about this in the entire offseason.
Yeah, we've talked about this multiple times.
This was the genesis of the move for Altuve in left field, was that they're hiding him defensively. Now, whenever we had Callis on and he's like, he's going to play 80% of his games in left, I was like, okay, I don't love that. Because we even talked before the year. Like, give me Altuve in left field whenever Fromber and Hunter Brown are pitching and then playing him at second base every other game. And they're kind of doing it. I know he played left field behind Arrigetti. Arrigetti's a fly ball guy, though. But whatever. No, I like this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, whether we, you know, kid or not about him giving away his infielder's glove and, you know, everybody focused on his outfield play, this might be also being able to open the door and leave the door open to the possibility if he screws up in left field or it's just not his thing that he can still go back to second base. Because this is a pretty damn good offensive lineup. This might be one of their better offensive lineups that they can put out there. Maybe the only change I would make from an offensive perspective, though Myers is hitting the ball, is if Chaz is in center field for a better bat in center field, 1 through 9, that might be their best offensive lineup.
Well, DeZinzo probably factors in there somewhere, and they don't want to play Chaz in center whenever you have a fly ball pitcher.
Right.
Like you're playing the defense there. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Got sidetracked there. Let's get back to the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Astros weekend. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brannan.
Brian's playing all the hits.
From a dog that chases its tail, we'll be busy.
I made the mistake of asking the listeners to play the rejoins.
I don't mind this, though.
Good.
Maybe we should do this on Fridays.
All requests live?
All requests. Yeah, like bring up like old DJs. Yeah. You can become a staple of the Hive. Let's do it.
I'm fine with that.
Friday. Like, you're checking out, Brian. You don't want to do any work on Friday anyways. You don't have to think. We'll do a total request, all requests.
I think this Friday we'll have Sean running the board. Because Joel and I will be out in location in Crosby. And you'll be out in location in San Antonio.
Getting me and Brian t-shirts.
The Riverwalk. I'm not getting you a darn thing. I don't buy myself t-shirts. You ain't buying y'all.
You don't have to. They give them t-shirts. G-A-W-G.
Is this the original dog?
Yep.
Somebody said they wanted a little funk.
There you go.
Were you ever a radio DJ?
Yep.
Did you have any like sayings like playing the hits at 9 or whatever? Like what did they used to do?
Two
like,
for Tuesday.
Traffic and weather at the top of the hour.
Top 5 at 9.
Top 5 at 9
right now.
Yeah. Did you have any sayings?
When I was at 7:40, I wasn't a DJ, but our thing was always news and weather on the ones.
Yeah.
Like, we did it every 10 minutes.
Like, all right. So what are we gonna call it?
Like, not me.
Yeah, I know. You should be good at this.
Yeah.
Let's see. What you call it. There's no numbers that rhyme with it. Right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that would be, you know, alliteration with Friday.
You say it, we play it.
There you go. You say it, we play it with the bees. You say it, we play it with the hive.
Do the rock and roll voice.
You say it, we play it with the bees every Friday.
No, we need it. We need to get that on
Yeah, I'll pull it from
tape.
The... Yeah.
Get that
White
on tape.
Snake, live.
play it like as
not have any white stuff.
Play it as a floater that way the hive knows. So this is happening. This is happening.
I am all for it.
I made a mistake and we just kind of leaned into it. That's what we got to do. You gotta lean into things.
Rat poison and the only Texas appearance of White Snake.
Text your fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. Black hand clap emoji, black hand clap emoji, black hand clap emoji. Total Request Live, TRL. That was with Carson Daly.
It was,
fingernails black.
Yep, on MTV.
I would race home after school and go watch TRL.
Same. I watched it every day for, I don't know what, how long, but for a period of time.
I don't, see, I mean, I like music, but I'm not like a music aficionado. I have no rhythm. Like, I'm not great at music. I think what I loved about TRL was the countdown aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, who's number one?
It was like ranking of it. Yeah. Like, it was as sports guys, we love, you know, rankings and lists and all that sort of thing.
You kind of knew who the top five were, so you knew that good music was at least coming up to with the videos, especially if there were hot chicks in it. But, yeah. In college, I did mobile DJ as well. It was great. Easy
a mobile
money
DJ?
On weekends.
What was that?
It's a mobile DJ service. So you did everything from like the bars that were the hot bars on Friday, Saturday night to like weddings and like parties and things. And then you only worked till midnight, but if they tipped you enough, you could stay and keep going. And so it was the easiest money in the world because playing college sports, I couldn't keep like a full-time like ball job or fast food job. You do Friday, Saturday night, you'd make enough money for beer and rent and all kinds of stuff.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
I like that. Philip 68. Now we're getting requests now. Are you going to do any more requests today, or is this going to be a Friday?
We got what? We got three
this
more.
Is the way we market. We're going to do consistently.
No, two more returns after this.
Here's the thing, Brian. We're going to need you on the text line on Friday because I'm not going to sit here and play little middleman and relay.
That's fine. I'll pull it up on Friday.
All right, good. Do you have a computer though?
I can pull up the text line.
That's
on my phone.
You only go by the phone.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't show his raw.
I still don't like the description, the phrase you used there, but
raw
D
A W G.
I can pull up the text line on my phone. That's not a problem.
Can we get ourselves in trouble here?
Why?
FCC?
No.
As long as we're not playing it on YouTube, so that's the big thing. And right now we're not.
But I'm talking about the clean versions.
Oh well, that will have to be. Yeah. Well, it'll be diligent for whoever's on the board to make sure they're playing the radio edits.
I mean, I don't care if they won.
If they're just pulling them from the net,
but you got to be quick.
You
got
to make sure it's the clean.
I mean, YouTube for any major song will have a clean version usually.
Okay. Philip 68 says, "Play Lady Cab Driver by Prince."
Okay.
No, probably not.
There's not a clean version.
Good luck.
Rejoin a request.
It's like asking to be play goodness. Like Darling Nikki or Erotic City by Prince. Don't try the clean version. It's not going to be found.
I like Prince though.
I do too.
Rejoiner game blouses. Rejoiner request Peanut Butter Jelly Time by the Buckley Boys. This is not going to go well, I don't think.
No. It's going to be a lot of work for whoever's in my chair. It's going to be Sean on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the best idea we've ever had, but we're going to try it. What do we have to lose?
Our jobs.
I got another one.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys are SOL,
we might be a little
but
more
I'm
trouble.
Fine. Keith from
I'm
LA.
A loving coog.
Keith from LA. Wow. The other shows need to step up on their swag. Yeah, that's what you think of when you think of the Killer Bees. You know,
so
you got Radio
swag.
Hall of Famers in the morning. You got Del Olalea from 10 to noon. You got the young whippersnapper and Paul Gallant. But the guys that carry all the swag on ESPN 97.5 are Blankers and Branham. Notice I omitted BMAC. Blankers and Branham, all the swag, baby. That's what you think of when you think of the Killer Bees.
That's right. Damn right.
Play ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Do we have to?
Yeah, seriously.
It's not Friday.
I like that song.
Do you really?
Yeah, I like the song.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Think less of you now.
You can dance.
I don't know if I like this song. It's just very popular.
No, you can dance.
Oh, okay, sure. I was
that song's
having
big.
The time of your life.
That's a very popular song.
I'm not saying it's that doesn't
that
mean
that song's fine.
You like every song that's popular though? Just because it's popular, you don't have to like it.
I'm a very
like
impressionable
Miley Cyrus?
Man, yeah. Some of us I love Miley Cyrus.
You like Wrecking Ball?
Yeah, Wrecking Ball is fine. I saw her perform Wrecking Ball in person, the 2021 Final Four.
Humble brag.
Okay.
I think Miley Cyrus is very talented.
She's her recent stuff is pretty good.
I think she's good. Yeah,
I don't care for the collab with Beyonce on the countryside, but her last album was very good.
I mean, I think she smokes like five packs a day. Like her voice is like Todd Callis esque.
Or Gene Peterson.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus, Todd Callis, and Gene Peterson.
There had to be a point in time where Gene would smoke on air. Like way back
probably.
In the day?
Way back when. And
yeah.
And then he had health issues related to smoking. He was supposed to stop. And he used to go to the parking garage, I mean, in the underground parking at halftime. And he would, there was a way he would hold a cigarette so he would think that people didn't think they would tell on him that he was smoking. And he'd pretend to yawn. And then he'd take and he'd take a pull off the cigarette and get a couple of
puffs. This is at the summit?
Oh, yeah. And then go back in and do the second half.
That's my kind of guy. I don't smoke, but kind of like those that do.
You respect the people who keep up the habit?
Can I just tell you, too, by the way, that when we were talking about like all this stuff with the TikTok and everything else, they created a new satellite radio channel now with Alex Cooper. I don't know who she is. I think she's also
to TikTok.
I'm going to tell you this because you mentioned Miley Cyrus. It's now she does the interviews and she also does the bumps and things and DJs with full cuss words.
Oh, really?
So she's doing an interview.
Satellite radio, though.
But at the same time, like, your kid's in the car, and they're like, oh, Dad, they're interviewing Miley Cyrus right now. Leave it on.
Oh, man.
And all of a sudden, she goes with a cuss-laden question, and Miley answers about what kind of toys she does or doesn't use. And I'm going, I couldn't hit the button quick enough. I go, what are we doing?
I was not expecting this conversation to go there.
Yeah, I'm like, this is on the radio? This is on satellite radio now? You're getting performers to, like, talk in, like, use cuss words and use dirty topics?
Like there's some channels that'll bleep out like the 90s.
Don't bleep it.
I know, I'm just saying, like, at least like I surf around on Sirius, like some channels that I think people know that are supposed to be, you know, or going to have more of a family audience will bleep out words, than other stations it's, you know, it's full go. Like, you just have to know where you're at.
The whole channel, I think, is dedicated to scorn females. And so it's like all the songs are related.
Are you
related
sure you
to
want
like,
to go here?
You were listening to this with your children?
No, because it's like
why are you
daughters?
Scorned female so, radio with your kids?
I think it's like 2, 3, 4, and 5 on Sirius or one
we
of them.
We need a break.
We need some Avril Lavigne bumpbacks.
But like she throws out the question about
complicated.
They play a lot of breakup songs. They play a lot of like, you know, the whole after a breakup songs. And all of a sudden that's when she starts the interview because they played a Miley Cyrus song. And I'm just like stopping in my tracks going, what are we doing here on for anybody to listen to?
Man.
Where's the parental content? I mean,
You're the parental control.
I hit the button as quick as I could.
Okay, all right.
Scorned woman music.
Like, you can't listen to that. We're taking that off. She set all the presets. That's been taken off.
I heard what I heard about 3 minutes ago.
The preset channel, that was removed.
And you get on to me for listening to TikTok. You're listening to Scorned Woman, Sirius XM 203.
Completely unbeknownst to me that existed, but it's gone now.
Is this segment the good, the bad, the ugly music version? Philip 60. I don't know what just happened, Philip, but good, bad, ugly, Astros weekend, 713-780.
Fair consumer warning. Don't do it if you got kids.
It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar. Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.